Alongside Hans Olsen, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, with more Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
34-14, BYU over Wyoming here at War Memorial Stadium in Laramie. Head down to field level. And Keelan Marion joining us
after this big win.
Good, really good, Keelan. Hey, did you ever have one of these, a kickoff return for touchdown at UConn?
No, sir. No, sir. This first one.
First one, sir. For your career?
Yes, sir.
All right. Kelly Papinga has been talking about ending this streak for BYU. It had been 10 years since a house call on a kickoff return. Did Coach Papinga ever talk about the fact that, like, this is our year or this has to happen or we got to get one of these times?
Yes, sir. Every day, I know every day in practice, you know, since even from last year, Coach Pop always just tell me, you know, we got to do it. It's been 10 years. We got to do it. You know, the one from West Virginia got called back because of a holding. So today, I was kind of beat up on the first one. In the first half, I read the return wrong. So I was kind of beat up on myself about it. When I got to the locker room, I was talking to Coach Kalani. He looked me in the face and said, Key, just trust it and hit it. And so I was still beat up on myself. When I came out, the guys gave me the motivation and the courage to trust them and hit it. And that's what we did. So shout out to my kick return team.
I'm glad you said that because I was up here going, I'm pretty sure at Morgantown he had one that was called back, and that was the case, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that was fantastic. Now, here's the thing. You got to end the first half by scoring points, essentially, and then you got to begin the second half by scoring points. You own that middle part of the game. That's such a huge part of any game. I thought once that kickoff return for touchdown happened, it kind of felt like, okay, you might have these guys down for the count. How about you?
Yes, sir. I kind of felt the same way. I know we came out with a different type of juice than we came out in the first half. So coach came in there, told us bring juice, make sure you bring everybody bring their own juice, and everybody do they want 11. So I think the guys came out like ready to roll.
So Keelan, just going back to that kick return for a touchdown, because we just don't see it often. I mean, that's just an incredible thing. So am I mistaken? Was that Koa Eldridge that popped that block open for you just to the right side of you? And when you're coming through the gap and you're seeing these blockers, are you reading their angles and trying to file off of that block?
Yes, sir. Everything happened so fast, so I'm not sure if it was Sione Moore or Koa. It happened so fast, but I am reading those guys' angle. I know we were doing a break return, and a guy that shot the lane on Wyoming kind of try to beat me to the outside, so that just gave me the mind just to stick it up the middle and do what I can do with it.
What did you expect from Wyoming coming into tonight? They were an 0-2 team, but they've got some pride. What did you expect from them defensively, let's say?
I knew they were going to try to be more physical than we could be. That they was going to be try to get in our head, talk trash. The student section was talking trash when we were on their sideline. Their sideline talking trash. So it was a very hostile environment. But like I like competing in this type of environment. I think it makes the team better.
Hey, Keelan, let's talk about third downs a little bit. I know that you guys have had a couple of issues with third downs and getting some of that momentum. Is that something that you talk about in the huddles or in meetings, just those third down conversions and percentages?
Yeah, so, you know, after every week, every game, we go into the team meeting on Monday, and we always got a percentage of how we did on each down, second and long, third and long, fourth down, all the conversions. And the game that is low, that's when we have to come back to practice. You know, we put in the extra time with the third down periods and just try to be more clean in those situations.
Keelan, your first 2 years at BYU here, you've been 3-0 both years, which is great.
Yes, sir.
Does this year's 3-0 feel any different or more sustainable than last year's 3-0? Can you compare the feeling or the vibe to the start of last year, the start of this year? Are you guys, do you feel like you're maybe better in for the long haul? Any thoughts on that?
Yes, sir. Yes, I definitely think we in for the long haul. I know a different type of guys. You know, guys like Evan Johnson, guys have a different pep in their step this season. You know, some of those guys, then, you know, you had Eddie Heckert and Cam Garrett over last year, also with Jacob. And, you know, for Evan to step up, you know, he has a different type of pep in his step. And that's one guy I really want to shout out on defense is Evan Johnson.
We got to speak with Evan a minute ago with his first career pick. That was a massive moment tonight. Hey, Keelan, it was a pleasure calling your kickoff return touchdown tonight and everything you're doing on the field. We enjoy having you on the team, getting to call your plays, and congrats on the win tonight.
Great job.
Thank you, sir. Thank you guys for having me. Go Cougs. Love you, baby.
All right, that's Keelan Marion. We'll come back with Chase Roberts on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.